This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
Okay, so after the show today, we are going to the Roseville Galleria and we are getting hooked up with a very special early screening of Beetlejuice. We're very excited, and none more than Kevin, because Kevin has never seen the first Beetlejuice movie. Fact.
Nope.
And I can't wait. The assignment was, Kevin, watch the second Beetlejuice movie with us. And then afterwards, we want you to tell us what you think the first movie is about.
Now, okay, here's my fear. My fear is that they're going to do, like, cutbacks to the original movie that will give him more ideas.
I have that. I've had the same exact thought. I was worried about that, too. But even if they do...
Do we want to know what he thinks the first one is about now and then tomorrow, if that's changed?
Maybe. You know what? Tell us now.
Okay.
Because you've only seen the trailer, and even the trailer, I think you've only watched like half of it.
Yeah.
So, like, tell us now what you think the first one was about, just so we have it on record.
Okay, let's see. There's a guy with the green hair. He's the main character. Okay?
What do you think his name is?
His name is probably Beetlejuice.
Okay.
And he does something where if you call his name several times, he appears.
Okay.
And then he's like kind of the kooky uncle.
Yep.
Like kind of like Uncle Fester.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, he comes to visit, but he was in jail, so
right.
He can't visit until now, but then now he's out.
Okay. Why was he in jail?
Probably, like, kidnapping kids or something. He looked like that type of vibe.
Okay, but he's dead.
He's dead?
Well, I don't know. Is he? Is he a ghost? What is he?
A zombie?
Oh, he's a zombie.
He looks like a zombie. He looks undead-like.
Okay, so a zombie
but
uncle.
He's a fun undead.
A fun undead, like Weekend at Bernie's.
Like,
fun dead.
Yeah, like finger guns, like jokes
right.
type of vibe.
We call that the fun dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it's just him going on his family adventures and stuff. And
family adventures.
He's the fun uncle, stupid.
He has a family, dummy.
Right, okay.
Right.
So, okay, all right.
Yeah.
So they're going on an adventure. And the first one was about an adventure.
And then he did something bad and he's back into jail.
Okay, all right.
So, and then now... Beetlejuice, they say his name again, he reappears.
So let's just recap what Kevin thinks the first Beetlejuice movie is about.
Uh-huh.
The main character is Beetlejuice, who is a fun uncle, but he is also a zombie.
Yes.
Okay. Now he goes on a fun family adventure.
Well, first he went to prison.
After being released from prison.
For kidnapping kids.
Kidnapping children. Okay.
Right.
And then they go on a family adventure. But then it ends when he has to go back to jail.
Yeah, very sad.
More kidnapping?
No, I think this time he was framed.
Oh, what a plot twist.
Yeah.
All right. Who was he framed by?
His own daughter. Crazy.
Okay. So he's the fun uncle, but he also has a daughter. Does the daughter go on the adventure?
We don't know.
Oh, it's not shown in the movie?
No, the first one, he didn't have a daughter yet.
Oh,
and then
I
now
see.
He has a daughter played by Jenny Ortega.
I see. That's Beetlejuice's daughter.
Yes.
Okay, did she have a relationship with him when he was incarcerated?
I guess not.
Okay.
Are you... Are you telling us?
You're supposed to tell me.
No.
I'm just basing this off a movie poster and half a trailer, and something's a significant numbers mean something.
That's not how this game is played. Well, we're seeing Beetlejuice 2.
Oh, and then the shrunken head.
Yeah.
Headworm.
So who is that guy? Who's Shrunken
Those
Head
Guy?
Those
are his minions. So he's kind of like Gru, where he has minions.
Okay. I see.
Do they help him in the sex trafficking or whatever he
really
does?
No, he's just kidnapping Gavin. Don't.
Okay. No, they just walk around. They're like Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
Or Tito D, Tweedo Dum. What is it? Yes.
Tweedo
D and Tweedo Dum.
I'd watch that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds great. Okay. Yeah. All right. So just to recap, that's what Kevin thinks the first Beetlejuice movie was about. We are going to see the sequel today, and then we will see if he changes anything about it when we return, after we see it. Kevin, that was enlightening. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.